Your Hometown News Station, AM 1300 KGLO, Mason City. Jesse Stewart here joining us now with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. Katie Olthoff is on the KGLO live line. Katie, how are you today?
I'm great. Thanks for having me.
Katie, I appreciate you joining us here. We are into the month of March, and we have a couple great events coming up around the state. Three free educational events for feedlot producers here in the month of March, and we have one of those that's going to be in our area in Charles City. We'll talk more about that in a second. Why don't you just give us a little bit of a background, Katie, about what these forums are all about? What are producers going to see and hear when they go to them?
Sure. So the Iowa Cattlemen's Association is a membership organization, and our mission is to grow Iowa's beef business through advocacy, leadership, and education. And so we put on a lot of different educational events throughout the year, and these feedlot forums we do every year across the state, and this year we decided to bring one of them to Charles City.
So now when producers come to the feedlot forum, what are some of the things that they are going to hear there, different speakers? What's all kind of going on? What's the feedlot forum all entail?
Yeah, it's about a four-hour event. We'll have three different educational speakers as well as an update on some legislative topics from the Iowa Cattlemen's Association and an update on the beef checkoff from the Iowa Beef Industry Council.
And looking through the list of speakers, I noticed some names there, some great topics, kind of a wide range of topics that are going to be covered at the Feedlot Forum. And I think, you know, especially just with the way everything is right now in the world of agriculture, it's nice to have a wide range of topics because there's a lot of things that producers are asking questions about.
That's exactly right. So we're going to have Craig Belknap from Diamond V talking about immunity and health and performance of your cattle. We're going to have an NCBA, National Cattlemen's Beef Association staff member, Scott Yeager. He is the environmental counsel for NCBA, so he's going to be talking about some of the issues like WOTUS and other environmental regulations that are affecting producers. And then, of course, we're going to have a market outlook. Paul Mussman of AgWest Commodities will be there, speaking primarily about the beef markets, cattle markets, but also talking about other commodities as well.
Well, Katie, if producers want to RSVP, the event in Charles City is going to be out at the Floyd County Fairgrounds coming up on Tuesday, March 12th. That is next Tuesday. If producers want to RSVP, get signed up, or can they walk in? Can you tell us the details on how they attend the event?
Sure. We will definitely take walk-ins that day, and we'd love to see a lot of producers. We'll have a small trade show, and there's a free lunch included as well. So we'll take the walk-ins, but producers can also RSVP on our website, iacattlemen.org, or they can call 515-296-2266.
Very simple, and we'll have that information posted up as well under the Farm News section at kgloam.com. And I know, again, Katie, next Tuesday, March 12th, 10 a.m., kind of around 10 in the morning is when things will get going. And you said about 4 hours is how long the event will go, right?
Yeah, we'll wrap up around 2 p.m. and send people home to do their afternoon chores.
That's perfect timing. It's going to be at the Floyd County Fairgrounds coming up next Tuesday over in Charles City. Katie, anything else you want to mention about the feedlot forum or anything else going on with the cattlemen that you want to mention here today on KGLO?
Sure. I'll put a quick plug in for our Iowa's Best Burger contest. Nominations end on Monday, and so you have a few more days to get your favorite restaurant nominated for Iowa's Best Burger. To do that, you need to go to iabeef.org. Or text the word BEEF to 313131.
How did I forget about the Best Burger contest, Katie? It's lunchtime. I'm hungry.
I know. Talking about Best Burger always makes my mouth water.
Definitely go and sign up your favorite restaurant for the Iowa's Best Burger contest as well. And hopefully we'll see lots of producers next Tuesday out at the Floyd County Fairgrounds for the Feedlot Forum with the Iowa Cattlemen's Association. Katie Olthoff from the Cattlemen's Association, thank you for joining us today on KGLO. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Jesse.
This is your Hometown News Station, AM 1300 KGLO. I'm Jesse Stewart, back with more on the Midday Farm Report right after this.